Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos and Seder Nezikin, holding a Masecha Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. As Kohen Gadol Don V'Danan Oso, the Kohen Gadol can judge a case and we can judge him, he can be the defendant or the plaintiff, whoever it would be. Meid Me'idin Oso, he can testify and we can testify about him. Cholitz V'Cholitzin Le'ishto, he can do Chalitza and one can do Chalitza to his wife, and they say if the Kohen Gadol passed away, left over a wife who didn't have children, one could marry his wife through Chalitza. Chalitza is where you're not marrying, but that process will happen though, Umiyabnin es ishto avalhu in umiyabim. However, Yibum, where they do get married, that can happen with his wife. He passed away and left a wife that didn't have children. One could do Yibum with his wife, but he, the Kohen Gadol, cannot do Yibum. He cannot marry into a situation where a person passed away and left a wife with no children. He cannot do Yibum. Imneishu usur ba'almana, because the Kohen Gadol can never marry a widow. So, technical reason, he can't end up doing Yibum. Aside from that, everything that we're speaking about here is fine with the Kohen Gadol. Mace lo mace, the Kohen Gadol had literally a dead person died for him. It means to say a person died amongst those relatives that he would have to, in theory, go to a Leviah for it, have to escort out. Eno yotzei achar mita. The Kohen Gadol does not exit after the casket. It's not a casket, after the bier, the burial bed. They go into a covered area and he still remains revealed. They go into a revealed area and he remains covered. Basically, we're going to see during the procession, however they're taking the dead body, he'll always be one step behind them. So he can't be too close to them. But Yotzei imahen ad Pesach Ha'ir, and he can go out with them until the entrance to the city. Diva Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. So it's kind of interesting, I guess, that phrase at the beginning of this part of the Mishnah, Enu Yotzei Achar Mita, he is Yotzei, he just doesn't go close to the Mita. That's apparently what it means. Doesn't, he doesn't follow the Mita. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Enu Yotzei Min HaMikdash, he says, no, he doesn't leave the Mikdash at all. He'll never go out of the Mikdash area. Shnemar Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, it says in Furash, he will not leave from the Mikdash. Geshu Menachem Echeirim, when the Kohen Gadol goes to be Menachem Avol, to comfort other mourners, generally, what people do is the people pass one after the other. Yeah, and the appointee separates the Kohen Gadol from everyone else. And it sounds like he's really going to comfort others, but out of, for some reason, the respect perhaps to the Kohen Gadol, everybody else passes in front of the Kohen Gadol. The mourners, it sounds like, will pass in front of him, and he'll comfort them that way. And there will be this appointee separating between everyone and him. When he's being comforted by others, say he's an avelus, all the nation says to him, "Anu kaparasach, we are your kapara, we are your atonement." And he says to them, "You should be blessed from heaven." Also, when they're mevaren him, which means when they serve him the mourner's meal, it's an interesting word. I think it's all it means that they give him food. That he doesn't eat out, and Avol can't eat his own food, we'll see, in the beginning of his mourning period. Kol am mesuban al aretz, so everyone else who's going to be eating there has to sit on the floor, but who may sit on a safsal, and the Kohen Gadol sits on a bench. We're going to see here, these are all basically because of the Kohen Gadol's elevated status in one way or another is the basis for all these halachos here. So let's see the beginning of the Rav here in Mishnah Aleph. Says Kohen Gadol, eno yotzei achar mita. So we skipped the first part of the Mishnah and the Rav, and the Rav didn't explain anything. Let's see if we can find here a little bit of discussion of the reason that the Kohen Gadol basically came out is treated like every person, every regular person. Now this is going to be, I think the main reason the Mishnah is pointing out is in the next Mishnah we're going to talk about a king, and a king is very different in these regards to other people. He doesn't testify, we can't judge him, etc. So our Mishnah seems to be just pointing out that the Kohen Gadol, you may have thought, is different than other people. He is not. He is treated like everyone else in these regards. The only exception we saw is that he can't do Yibum. The only reason he can't do Yibum is because he can't marry a widow. So let's see now in the Rav. Says, Einu yotzei achar mita. Dilma osi le minga mitoch tirdaso. The reason a Kohen Gadol can't go out after the beer and a levaya is because we are worried he might not be able to hold himself back. He might become a tame because of his tirda, because of his being so bothered, distressed by the death of this person. Rachmana Amar of Alkal Nefasha Smei Selayovon. The Torah says the Nevera, a Kohen Gadol, cannot be Matame for anybody, even though regular Kohen can be Tame for certain relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, etc., but a Kohen Gadol cannot for anyone. So if he goes anywhere near the funeral procession, we're worried that may happen. So what does he do? He nichsin v'hu niglet. The procession will be covered and he'll be revealed. Kevin kasu nosi hamita min hamaboy. Once those carrying the casket, not a casket, but those carrying the bier, I don't know a better word, once they are covered from the alleyway, wherever the street is, kolomar shi yatsu mimenu, they exited from him, hu nigla v'nichnas v'socho. And he then can go into that alleyway. So he's basically going to be one turn behind them. Anytime that they are seen in the alleyway, he has to be covered from them. He can't go into that alleyway. Rabbi Meir holds they can go with them until the entrance of the city. In the city, you have all these different little streets and alleyways. So he's able to do this method of being covered from wherever they are. Outside of the city, it's hard for him to always remain one turn behind them. I guess there is more large streets, not small streets, and it would be difficult to maintain this. However, that was Rabbi Meir's sheet. Rabbi Huda holds he doesn't even leave the Beis Hamikdash area. He learns that what's it mean? It doesn't leave the Mikdash, it doesn't leave at all. It doesn't mean the Mikdash area, it means from his Kedusha. It does not leave his Kedusha, Rabbi Meir holds. He can't come to touching any tumult. And again, in the city where there are these alleys, it is an easy way to recognize where he is, where the dead body is, and he can be careful. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, actually, that he doesn't leave at all from the Mikdash area. Now we say when he goes to comfort other mourners, everybody agrees he can go and to some sort of mourning area that involves a dead body that was not related to him. So lo tarid, he's not so bothered, so distressed by that. V'lo asi lemingai, he will not come to touch that body and become tummy. Okay, so everybody agrees with that. So that's why we're discussing, what does he do, though? What's the process of him comforting others? There's what we're talking about. When one comes back, when this is done even nowadays, at least in Eretz Yisrael, when they exit, the mourners exit from the grave area and they stand in line. The other people who escorted the funeral procession stand in these lines and the mourners go in between these two rows of people. People are standing in a row to comfort the Avelim. Everybody passes one after the other. They comfort the mourner. He stands where he is. Everybody says to that Avel, you should be comforted from heaven. So by the Kohen Gadol, we don't do that. We say that everybody else is going to the Kohen Gadol, and he's going to then comfort them. Like this, the appointee stands to the right of the Kohen Gadol, and to the Kohen Gadol's left is going to be to the appointee's left is going to be everybody else. Imso Kohen Gadol, but Imso the Kohen Gadol then is in the middle. So that's what everybody does. Everybody passes in front of the Avelim, yeah, and then I was thinking that everybody go past to the Kohen Gadol, but I think from the Rav it's not like that. It means to say that he's part of everybody else that will indeed pass in front of the mourners, just that there's going to be this Mamuna, this appointee that's going to be with him as he goes. The Rav explains, who is this Mamuna? HaMamuna hu asagan. He's the deputy. He is the one appointed that he would take the place of the Kohen Gadol. It means himself as a Kohen. He will take the place of the Kohen Gadol if the Kohen Gadol will have a psul that happened to him. The Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur. That's a Mishnayos and Yuma discuss that. You have to have a replacement, an understudy there to take his place if necessary. And then if he is himself the Avo, we said in the Mishnah, everybody says to him, Anu Kaparasach, we are your Kapara. Banu, with us, Tiskaper, right? Sorry, my text here is a little bit fuzzy. They say, with us, tiskaper v'anachnu tachtecho. Yeah, you'll get kapar through us, and we are in place of you. L'kol aroy levo alech, for everything that should come to you. Meaning, the people are saying, essentially, better it should come on us, such a thing. Then we said, u'kshim evaren oso, sha'avol asr lechol suda rishona mishalo. And avol is asr to eat the first meal of his morning period from his own food. U'krovo v'avo v'achilin oso, his relatives and friends give him food. That's mevarin, that is this word mevarin, it means they served the meal. And suvan ala arts, Everybody else sits on the ground. Hain Metzirin Mitzabim Mitzaro. They have to suffer in his pain. Who may save? He gets to sit on a bench, a covered on the soft side. That's part of the cover of the Kohen Gadol, even though more is generally sit on the floor. In this case, he's not going to sit sit on what everybody else sits on anyways. But they bring here, according to the Rambam, even the soft cell is a little bit lower, like a mourner's bench. Everybody else is going to be even lower. He's going to be on the ground. So let's now see Mishnah Beis. Again, we said it's going to contrast how these halachas work by a melech. A melech v'ladon v'ladonin oso. The king cannot judge a case, nor do we judge him. V'lmeid v'lmeidin oso, he doesn't testify, nor do we testify about him. V'lcholitz v'lcholitzin li'ishto, he does not do chalitza, nor do we do chalitza to his wife. L'miyabim v'lam li'ishto, and he doesn't do yibum, and one does not do yibum to his wife. Yehuda Omer, he brought to lachlo to liyabim zocher tov. Yehuda disagrees. If he wants to do chalitza or yibum, he'll be remembered well. Amar lo, but they said to Yehuda, ain shomen lo, we don't listen to a king that wants to do that. They know sin almanos, one cannot marry the king's widow. Yehuda Omer, no sin melech almanos or shemelech. Yehuda says an exception. A king can marry the king's widow, another king. We find that David HaMelech married the widow of Shaul. Right? This is a quote from the Sefer Shmuel. It has to do with Shaul and David HaMelech. It says, I will give to you the house of your master and the wives of your master into your bosom. You need to say, Shaul was offering that such a thing could happen. The Rabbi Yehuda learns from there that it's okay for one king to marry another king's widow. No one else can marry a king's widow. Everybody seems to agree with that. Let's see here what it says in the Rav and Mishnah Beis. Melech lo don v'lo don oso. V'davka malchi Yisrael. This is a particular halacha to kings of Yisrael. She'en Yishma v'divri chachamim. Malchi Yisrael do not have to listen to the words of chachamim. Now, this is a very interesting halacha. Malchi Yisrael are not malchi Beis David. They mean to say they did not, I shouldn't say they don't have to listen. Malchi Yisrael did not listen. We'll fill in a little bit. The kingdom of the Jewish people was at one point split into two kingdoms, civil war, so to speak, a civil split between Malachim of Beis David and Malchi Yisrael. So the Malchi Beis David would judge other people, but no one could be a dayan for them necessarily. But Malchi Yisrael, they didn't do anything. The reason is because there was a Maisa. I think it's a bit Rob's going to bring it. It doesn't seem like it. I'll fill in from notes over here. There was a Maisa happened to Malchi Yisrael like this. There was an Eved of Yanai HaMelech that killed someone. Shimon Meshetach invited Yanai HaMelech to Din. He had to bring his Eved to Din because that is, if a person owns an Eved that commits a crime, a violent crime, kills somebody, the owner of that Eved is going to be responsible. Yeah, so they brought him. Yanai came to the Beis Din and sat. He was going to be the one tried on the trial. Shimon Shetach said, Yanai HaMelech, stand up. If they say for yourself that you're not standing just in front of us, you're standing and you're on trial in front of Hashem. Yeah, so he said to him that I would like your other colleagues here to speak. Shimon Shetach, meaning that he didn't want Shimon Shetach, who was, I believe, Yanai HaMelech's brother-in-law, if I'm not mistaken, he didn't want him to judge him. He said, I want your other colleagues to judge me. And Shimon Shetach turned to his right, and the other Dayanim were embarrassed or afraid they wouldn't say anything. He turned to his left, and the same thing. Shimon Shetach said, well, you're not going to do your job here, Dayanim. The Hashem, the Baal Machshavos, should take payback from you. Gavriel came and killed all those Dayanim. So at that point, they declared that as a gezeira, the melech cannot give din, nor can we judge him. But Malchei Beis David, there was no such gezeira. It says before Pasuk Malchei Beis David dino levukar mishpat, that they are subject to judgment, and we keep that up. So our mission again is Malchei Yisrael. It says, Malchei, back to the Rav here. I'm going to just restart that over again. V'davka Malchei Yisrael she'en mishmoin ledivrei chacham. Specifically, Malchei Yisrael do not listen to divrei chacham. A king from Malchei Beis David, they do judge, and we judge them. Shnemar Beis David call Hashem dino levukar mishpat. The pasuk says that their din is to have mishpat. So then we said they also can't do chalitza, they can't do yibum. Edus, by the way, is the Mishnah said they can't do edus, and we can't judge them. It's the same gezeira lechora as the previous thing about judgment that's made in the same Gezerah. And Machlokes Tavid, again, we're not subject to that. Chalitza doesn't apply to them because it's a Genai, right? So they bring down. They can't do, so they don't take off their shoe ever. It's a Genai for a Melech to do that. And we don't do Chalitza to his wife because, as we're going to see, the widow of the wife can't marry anybody. Now, he doesn't do Yibum. It's also not covered. Yeah, that he should end up being secondary to whoever now marries his wife. And, to whoever he now marries, he would be like the second husband. That wouldn't be good. And it's also not, we can't do Yibum to his wife because, again, the issue of king's widow. Whenever you not do Yibum, you don't have to do Chalitza. So if he can't do Yibum because he can't marry his widow, then he can't do Chalitza. So it's not required to do Chalitza. Okay, so now we filled that in, so now we can understand the next Rav. The next Rav is on the point where the Yehuda argued and said if he wants, he could do Chalitza or Yibum, and then they say back to him, no, we don't listen to a king that wants to. Ein Shomelo. The Melech Shemocha al Kavodo Ein Kavodin Mochol. A king that says, I forgive on my honor, it's not forgiven. You can't do that. As opposed to a Kohen Gadol could, and a father could. But Genai Hulo, Shiyakul to your cup of fun. It's a Genai that he's going to do, take off a shoe, and they're going to spit in front of him. Kosha Ein Abbas Chalitza Ein Abbas Yibum. This I just said a minute ago, that anyone who doesn't have to do Chalitza doesn't have to do Yibum. They all go together. V'chein Halach. Melech Nos Hamanot Sosha Melech V'alachi Rabbi Yehuda Bahan. This Rabbi Yehuda is Halachi is like him, that a king could marry a king's widow. That would be an exception to all these things that we said. Okay, fine. Thank you. We'll continue next.